The Democratic Alliance welcomes the adoption of the report of the Portfolio Committee on Premier Finance and Cooperative Governance by the Northwest Provincial Legislature, which dealt with the cross-border properties of the erstwhile Bophuthatswana government situated in Gauteng, the Free State, and the Northern Cape. The two-week-long fact-finding mission was necessitated by the failure to account on the immovable assets outside of the province by the department and its entity, the Northwest Housing Corp. During the oversight inspections, explosive allegations were made by community members that approached the committee, as well as lawyers who made representations. Allegations made implicated ANC bigwigs who have seemingly enriched themselves through the properties. Some have been sold with no trace of the funds, former board members interfering in the process of regularizing the properties for sale, and unscrupulous lawyers were paid and failed to deal with the legal disposal of the properties. The DA notes that MEC Lena Micha and the acting head of department, James Mas, failed to attend the entire oversight program. Following the oversight, one thing is certain, that the ANC government has deserted, stolen, and sold the Northwest legacy. Odi Stadium in Mabopane has been deserted, Mogula Sun Hotel has been leased to a private company, and several properties have been occupied by residents who have no title deeds. Engagement between the Northwest provincial government and the affected provinces seems to have stalled. The asset register provided is questionable, with two law firms who were service providers of the Northwest Housing Corporation questioning the total number of properties listed by the entity as not a true reflection. The DA calls for the following: an SIU investigation into the allegations made regarding the unlawful sale of properties belonging to the province, a legislature inquiry into the selling and asset register of the housing corporation, a public participation process that will be extended to the residents of Free State, Northern Cape, and Gauteng affected by this matter, and a specialized audit by the Auditor General into the assets of the housing corporation, coupled with an explanation as to how previous audits conducted dealt with this matter. Now that this matter has gotten to this stage, there's simply no turning back, and the DA will be monitoring how the legislature processes the committee report in this matter. The residents of the Northwest deserve to know the truth about their legacy.